plus haint or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A ghost.
Yeah. Okay. If they get in a house, they would say that the house is
haunted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, you might, this word, if somebody insists on your going with them somewhere, you might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd not.
Really rather not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a man who owns, 1,000 acres of land, talking about the amount? You might say, oh, so-and-so sure owns a
lot of land.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard people use the term, so-and-so got a right smart of land?
Mm-mm.
Haven't heard right smart used that way. Okay. Or, what about if you went outside during the winter one morning? It wasn't just a little cold out there, it was cold.
A lot.
Or if you had to use it that way, it's cold out here. You had to fill in that blank. It wasn't just a little cold outside, it was cold.
Really cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. What about, say, if somebody has said something about a woman that's not too nice and she hears about it, she might say, "Why the very her saying that?
Idea or thought of her saying that."
Okay. If you were in a situation where you were a little bit put out with yourself doing something stupid, just took a test and you couldn't remember to answer a question, you remembered it just as soon as you walked out of the room, what might you say to yourself?
That was just a careless mistake or something like that.
Okay. What's about the strongest thing that you might say in a situation like that if you were exasperated or mad or...
I can just kick myself or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Say, talking about greeting a person, how would you greet somebody around December 25th? You might say, I hope you have...
Merry Christmas.
And around January the 1st, it would be
a happy new year.
Yeah. What about if you met somebody that you knew walking downtown? What might you say to them just in greeting them?
I mean, no special time of the year.
Yeah.
And just hi, good morning, or good evening, or whatever.
Okay. Would you ever say, if you were inquiring about their health?
Hi, or something like that.
Would you ever say anything like that to somebody you didn't know?
I might, just out of habit, you know, you just say, hey, how you doing, or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Or say somebody's leaving, and you would like for them to come back sometime, you might say, well, we enjoyed having you, I hope you'll come back.
And see us again sometime or something.
Okay. Or if somebody's done you a favor, you might thank them by saying something like, well, I sure am much...
obliged to.
Okay. And if you had to go downtown to get some things, you say you had to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not, if somebody asks you a question and you're not sure you'll be able to do it, you might say, well, I'm not sure about that, but I can do that.
I think I can.
Mm-hmm. If you bought something in town, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
And when you got home, you...
unwrapped it.
Okay. What about if a store is selling things for less than what they paid for them? You say they're selling how?
Cheap.
Okay. Or maybe if they're going to lose money, you say they're selling
out of business or something. Okay. Going out of business.
What about a word that begins with L? They're selling out of... L-O-S-S.
At a loss.
Okay. If you see something that you like, but it's very expensive, you might say, well,